Welcome to G Talk. G Talk is a podcast dedicated to helping you discover your purpose by helping you build intimate relationships and a lifestyle of thankfulness. Listen to us today as we discuss a new challenging topic aimed to encourage you and to challenge you, but most importantly, to build you up in your relationships with each other and with God. Stay tuned. Welcome to G Talk. We are your hosts, Adara and Terrence, and this is another fascinating day. We are happy to be with you. We are excited about what God has given us for this next series. We are in week two, but really week one, I guess, when you think about that this is the first beatitude that we're going to deal with. Right, hon?
That's right. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. It's been a week of just processing, assessing, which is really good.
Okay.
I think we need to do that from time to time.
We got
to
do it all the time.
We do. I should say time to time. That's where we become deficient.
Yep.
What I found in this process of really just, it's like I find myself just, I need to dissect this, you know?
Yeah.
I need to really, you know, it's not even about, I'm not even concerned about anyone else right now. And I think people know me by now when I say that. I'm just saying I'm really having to focus on my garden.
Yeah.
And what God is revealing to me has just really been very soul searching, really just seeing where I'm more desperate for Him. And even just saying, Lord, show me those areas that where I've allowed it to be my way versus your way. So I'm excited to walk through this next 25 minutes with you.
Okay.
Because that's probably all I'll be able to handle with what He's doing with me right now.
Yeah. Well, let's just, you know, we're going to take off and let's just see where we land.
Okay.
Let's just run with this. Today, for those of you, hopefully you've listened to our last week, we are starting the topic on the kind of living, kingdom living. We are kingdom people. God's called us to live in the kingdom. And so we are really taking from Jesus, from Matthew chapter 5, what it is to live the kingdom. And we're going to go through the eight blessings or beatitudes. That's where we're at now. We're going to continue into the two similitudes, the comparisons. We'll get into the six temptations. And then we'll finish up with the five activities of the kingdom that we are to walk through. And obviously not all today, but we're taking this through. It's just going to be a series of taking our time. So let's just read Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitude, He went up on a mountain. And when He was seated, His disciples came to Him. Then He opened His mouth and He taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Okay. So let me just set the groundwork here for us. Me being the pastor teacher, you know, kind of guy, I'm always got to take you to the original languages and that kind of thing. And it just helps us to all know we're on this talking about the same thing. Okay. So let's talk about three words: blessed, poor, spirit. Let's talk about those three words. First of all, the blesseds, these are the beatitudes that we're going to get. Blessed are they every time. So eight blessings. And the word that's being used really talks about the idea. It's almost like an amazing state. I threw the word amazing in there just for you right there, honey. But it really talks about there being it's a word that's used to denote like a state of being that is beyond thinking.
Vibrant.
I'm sorry?
Vibrant.
Vibrant. Yeah. I mean, it, no, it's beyond vibrant. It's like, vibrant. It's like we think of paradise. Mm. It's like when you were like, you got it all. You got it all going on. This word blessed, or, you know, some people say happy, but it's not happy. Mm-hmm. It's you are in a state of just, there's a word that it'll come to me later, but mm-hmm. yes, it's like you're living in a wow place, outside of yourself, amazing, super, just, yeah, I'll come up with the word later. But so he's saying that this state occurs in these eight situations, that you are really beyond any situation and you are beyond any circumstance. You're blessed. So then the second word is poor. Poor. The word is really beggar. It's destitute. It's a person that is in, literally, you are crying out, begging for your next meal. You don't have it. You are in a situation, you are destitute, but you're desperate to have it. So that's poor. And then obviously the last one is spirit. And it is exactly what we all know. It is our spirit. It is the spirit that dwells in us. So let's put it together. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the poor in spirit. He's saying, and we're just going to camp, because to me the power word is poor. Mm-hmm. That's the word that denotes that we are in a situation where we are living in a state of desperation. It's opposite of pretty much everything we see in our culture, where it's no arrogance. It's where you are desperate. You live in a place where you know that your next need spiritually is not in you. And you are crying out, you are begging, you are crying out for God to be your supply. This is not a circumstance. This is a state of living. It's you live here. He's saying that number one, and I believe with Jesus, I always, you know, and maybe I'm making more of it than it needs to be, but I always felt like when he says something first, it's because it's first. It's like, start here, friend. You've got to be desperate in the way that you live. You know, when we're talking about kingdom living, it begins with desperation in your spirit, that you recognize you got nothing. You got nothing to offer. You got nothing to give. You got nothing. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's a very difficult, because I think a lot of it goes against our cultural, societal, you know, ways right now, because there just seems like we have an answer for everything. Mm-hmm. But he's saying that's not it. It's when you have no resource, it's when you owe $1 million and you got $10 in the bank. What do? You're desperate. Mm-hmm. You got nothing. You don't got a rich uncle. You got no one to go to. You cry out. You know, remember the one that got thrown into prison, you know, and Jesus made this comparison between the two individuals. One was let go of a really heavy debt, and the other one was let go of a mm-hmm. not so heavy debt. And which mm-hmm. one loved more? The one that forgave more. And then he has this other one where he talks about the fact that it's like being in that place of desperation when you know you got nothing. You got nothing to give. You got no solutions. Poor in spirit. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. It's like, he's saying live this way. He's not saying, oh yeah, I need you to cater. No, he's saying this is the way. This is kingdom living.
It's from self-dependence to God-dependence.
Total. Total self-dependence to God-dependence. It's like, I don't have an answer. I don't have a clue. It's not going to be my great wisdom, you know. It's not going to be my great Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, we love to do our little Twitter, you know, let me just say something profound. We love to be profound. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you got nothing to say. Okay. Yeah. 20 seconds with God and you'll find out you got nothing to say. Your little Twitter feeds and your little, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. You got nothing. That is where this really is. It's like, God, help me to live in a state where it's not just dependence. Mm-hmm. It is dependence.
Right.
But it's like desperation dependence. Right. It's like, oh God, need you.
It's you. It's no one else.
Yeah.
And I think what challenges us is in our Christian walk is that we, you know, we love to bless people, help people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great because that's part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I think what happens is that we can get moving into that realm and not recognize it's easy for it to become me or us or our church or our group versus it really being God. And a lot of times we end up missing the spiritual side of what the person needs, which is that's what sustains us. I mean, I can feed you food and help you there, but if at the end of the day, what's going to sustain them is what I've deposited from the kingdom.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. It's like we're becoming a society that really, and I'm noticing this over the last, you know, as you get older, you have a lot more experience to draw from. So I can remember, you know, as you, we're the same age. So mm-hmm. we can go back and remember the, you know, 70s, you know, and we can look at this transition that we've made. But today, there is a great deal of people, can't keep my words together. But it's when you have, you know, we do all these good deeds for people. You know, we have a ton of nonprofits, and we're helping people all over the world. But we're no longer helping them spiritually.
Right.
It's just physical. You know, we're just providing the physical.
Yes.
Yeah. You need food. There you go. You need money. There you go. But what's happening is that people are coming back. It's like, you know, we've had another shooting over the last few weeks here, mm-hmm. You know, school shootings. And what do? Every school shooting, one of the things I look at when I see them is I go, okay, I just want to hear what they have to say. And it's always the same thing. We're going to pull ourselves together. You know, we're going to pay for the funerals. We're going to take care of the families. And we're going to, you know, and then we go in this long debate over whether there should be guns or no guns.
Mm-hmm.
And we get all this stuff. But what we fail to do, even with all our support and all of our help, and we give them all the physical things that they need to get back together. But guess what? There's another shooting right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't solve the spiritual need.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, there's a vacuum. That's there. There's an empty space in our society that we are not filling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a spiritual one. And we're doing all the stuff physically, but we got no answers. We're not even discussing. At least in the 70s, we talked about it from a spiritual. We don't even talk about it from the spiritual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even come up. It's just, how do we help these people? It's a tragedy. Oh, I can't stand it. I can't believe it. Da 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 da. And then we just, you know. That poor in spirit is when you are recognizing, I got no resource. Instead of saying, oh no, we do exactly the opposite. We do what the Laodicean church did, which we're in, you know, but we're perfect. The Laodicean church had all the answers because they had all the finances. They had money. And that was what made that church so bad was that Jesus said, if you really knew who you were, you're poor, wretched, miserable, blind, naked. It's like you got nothing, but you think you got everything because you got money and you got resource and you're going to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know, that's the American, that's our whole mindset today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about what we're going to do. So the poor in spirit.
What he's wanting for us to develop is is the spiritual need. It's the spirit is what's going to last. And by us growing spiritually, to me, it's when I started looking at, because we were having discussions about, you know, just seeing kind of where we're at, you know, individually. And when I look at the poor in spirit, mm-hmm. and I think one of the things is that we all have, generally people have a heart, they want to care and help. And what I find is that it's the spiritual part that's lacking. Mm-hmm. And if it is, it's so rigid that it becomes a formula.
Yeah.
Versus it really being the spirit coming forth into that person's life specifically for what they need. And I think for me, what I discovered is, it's kind of like when I went to Cambodia, that was probably was a big spiritual awakening for me, mm-hmm. because I remember, it's like we kind of came in thinking that we were going to help some ministries, that we were really coming in to help, because sex trade is just beyond.
Right.
I can't even explain what I seen there. Mm. And you're wanting to come in and help, right?
Yeah.
And there's powerful ministries that God has planted there, but they're planted there.
Right.
Because they recognized being there that they had to stay.
Yeah.
That it wasn't going to be something that you could do through money. Mm-hmm. And I know when I would share that with people, they were like, well, that's wrong. And they're selling these kids and the families. That's their mindset. And so basically my heart began to break because I realized no amount of money that I had was going to rescue a child today. Mm. And what I discovered when I was talking to one of the ministries that I was with was, I asked them, I said, do you all prayer walk the street? Because we were two doors down from a brothel. I said, do you all, you know, how is prayer here? How do you guys? And I remember him saying, only 2% here is Christian. I said, okay. But how about, because we're two doors down. Mm-hmm. So has the Lord, you know, has your heart been moved to the point where it's like, you know, prayer should be something, should be my forefront.
Yeah.
But it was really, he didn't see the importance of that. It was more of what could we sow in to help them with the situation. And he says, we don't really pray about that. I've never really spent time praying about that. Hmm. My more concern is that their needs are met. And I think walking away from that, I realized, I think we were talking about it. I said, my spirit went down.
Yeah.
Because my heart cried at night saying, you know, Lord, we need you. Mm. This is something in this area is needed, that it's going to come from heaven. It's not going to come from, I can give them plenty of money. But really, I need to be able to reach them in the spirit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able in this capacity talking with them. We couldn't connect for them to see that it's going to be the spirit of God that's going to move things.
Yeah.
The money and the food will only be temporary. But what the resource that God gives us and what he imparts into us through the spirit is life changing. Mm. And so I found myself really evaluating a lot this week, mm-hmm. just thinking about, you know, there's times I've seen myself being the source. And when I kept reading it, I kept going back and forth when it said, you know, blessed the poor in spirits. What does it say here? Blessed the poor in spirit. I think I lost my train of thought.
Kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when I was looking at the two, so when my spirit, when I have a poor in spirit, and my poor in spirit is seeing, it's you, Lord, mm-hmm. you know, the desperation, the heart of my heart should be you, Lord, you come, God, in this, you come. And when my heart is that, then the kingdom, I kept seeing like the kingdom just goes, pew, Mm-hmm. You know, it just comes forth because he's telling me when my spirit remains poor of knowing that it's him.
Right.
It's not me. It's not the church. It's not what I can do through my resources. It's having the heart of saying it's through him.
Right.
It's recognizing in everything that I do when I'm around people or when I have opportunities to share, my heart is still Lord. Hmm. You know, what is it that you want to do here? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is kind of like where I'm, and we're kind of dialoguing this because I'm one that kind of starts pulling my onion skins away because there's a way of thinking that I believe he's wanting for me to see more of the access is there when my heart remains, when I have a poor in spirit heart of saying, God, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you. It's not me.
Right. Yeah, it is. When we are poor in spirit, when we recognize in our spirit that we have no resource to handle the need, then we get the resource from heaven given to us.
Mm-hmm.
We then get that resource. One of the things we're crying out for today, we look at people and they're like, well, we want the resources of heaven. I understand that there's arms and legs in heaven that, you know, will help give the, you know, people who are blind eyes from heaven, you know, ears from heaven. It all begins with being poor in the spirit, though. If we're not poor in spirit, we won't get that resource. That's what he's saying is you get all that you need from heaven when you recognize that you don't have it, that you don't have. And it's not, oh, well, I don't have eyes, so I need it from him. It's like, no, you have to live in a state where you don't have what you need. Then I give you what you need. But if you go, oh, good, we're good, Lord. We, you know, I've got my Beamer. Mm-hmm. I got my, you know, big old house.
I got this.
I got all this. Oh, but by the way, I do need some legs. You know, it's like, wait a minute. It's like, look. I need to be your resource. Would you trade that Beamer for some legs? Oh, I'm sure, you know, a person would. I mean, a person, if it were them, would you trade your Beamer for someone else's legs? You know, how desperate are you for somebody else to get what they need? Mm-hmm. You know, it's coming to that place because most of us, when we're in desperation, you know, the doctor gives us a bad report. We are crying out. We are desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But are you desperate for your neighbor like that?
Right.
You know, are you desperate for another nation like that? Are you desperate for, you know, people that maybe not even like you?
Mm-hmm.
Because God is. I mean, you think about the people who raise their fist to God on a day-to-day basis and curse him. And he still sends the rain. He still sends the blessing on them. And people don't realize, you know, the scripture says, I believe it's Zephaniah. Well, I know Zephaniah 3 talks about the glory of the Lord. But people are like, well, there's going to come a day. No, the glory of the Lord is on the earth right now. Take away his glory and we will all go nuts. That probably is really, you know, when Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? I believe what happened was the glory was taken from him.
Mm-hmm.
He became sin and was being judged at that moment. He lost access to what you and I feel. Every day that we wake up and we go and look out the window, we don't even realize it's the glory of God, his presence on the earth that gives us hope, that gives us just a sense of well-being and that's there for the for the saved and the unsaved. For those who hate God, they get the same thing and they don't even know. That's what's blessing them every day.
I think that's what when a lot of times people don't realize when he was teaching the Beatitudes, it started off with just the disciples, but
it did.
Many came and began to sit in here.
Yeah.
It's like, what is he talking about? This is you know, when I'm just kind of looking from the outside in thinking, wow. Many came wanting to experience and hear what he was saying.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a quick definition. Not a definition, but it was a thought from Mike Bickle, and I thought it was really good on Meek I'm sorry, on the spirit, point, poverty spirit, poverty of spirit acknowledges our lack before God and our inability to produce spiritual life on our own. And what happens is that when we do not have a poverty of spirit, and when we don't recognize we have that, we lack, that's pride.
Yeah, it is.
What happens is a lot of times places begin to lose their hope in God, and they begin to say, well, God just isn't here anymore, or you'll find yourself, we'll just take care of it the best way we can. And we become totally content with it, with us doing it our way, because we feel like, well, maybe we've missed it. Maybe revival has passed us. Maybe the move of God is just gone because there's just so much sin in the world. No. What he's wanting us to do is awaken ourselves, because we begin to do things our own way to solve the problems in our society, instead of becoming poor in spirit, saying, we lack this. We do not know what to do, God. And when we begin to recognize we lack, and we're saying, God, we need you, he shows up. He's just waiting for the cities. He's just waiting for states and communities to begin to say, you know, I live in a community where from our point of view, when I talk to people, we lack nothing. We lack nothing. So when you lack nothing, there isn't a desperation for God.
Yeah.
I don't want I have to be reactive. Even being blessed is from him.
Yeah.
And so when I recognize that, I need to stay in that realm of saying, thank you, God, for your provision.
Yeah.
As well, God, my heart still remains. There's still someone that I'm going to encounter tomorrow at work, in my community, my neighborhood, at the store. And I want my heart to remain in a place of lack, to say, so I can see. I cannot see when I am lack. I can't. When I have everything, I do not see anything, but everything's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in that everything's fine. I want to constantly be in a place. When I say not fine, I'm just saying, yeah, I want to remain in a place of humility, yeah, to knowing that it's him, and to keep that access open, because he says that when I have the poor in spirit, when I have that spirit, that I have the access of heaven.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as we close today, I just really want to leave us with just a sense, you know, for those of you that are listening to us, I hope we have been able to paint the picture that the very first element that Jesus says for the kingdom living is living in a way that you are desperate for him to show up in whatever the situations and circumstances that you're not going through, but just every scenario of your life, that you live this way, poor in spirit, desperate for God to show up and do great things in and through you. You know, let that be your prayer. Let that be your desire today, that if you're lacking that, or if you're like, well, you know, I didn't thought about it that way. You know, we're doing okay financially. We're doing, you know, we got work or whatever. I mean, we should not. He's saying that our financial and life situations should not dictate our desperation. Right. The desperation should be constant all the time, regardless of where we're at.
Right.
So let's just ask God to continue to help us, all of us, because, you know, even as we're teaching this and talking about it, we know in our own selves how much we lack this very same thing. And we're asking God, give us this whole desire, God, our whole heart, to be completely given to you and desperate for you to show up. And so we're just going to go ahead and close out today, but we just want to continue to encourage you. Look forward to talking with you next week. We love you. Have a great week. G-Talk is a ministry of Hope for You International, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find us on the web at thankfultoday.com and gtalk.info. You can also find us on Facebook at The Thankful Today.